What's going on, my brothers and sisters,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Aunties and uncles, monks,
Woo-woo.
Kabbalists, wizards,
Mr.
mystics,
Woo-woo.
Sons and daughters of God,
Mr.
welcome
Woo-woo.
To Mr. Woo-woo.
A warm welcome to you, to the Mr. Woo-woo podcast. I am your host, Joshua. It's a gorgeous autumn day here, at least in my hemisphere of the world. If you're taking this in Australia, then that's meaningless. The sky is absolutely gorgeous. The environment is still. Almost like eerily still. Not in the spooky Halloween sense. I'm not big into that holiday because of the testimonies of so many like SRA survivors, that satanic ritual survivors who know that internationally it's a day of terror. It's actually very close to Halloween because they ride those currents. And it's not to start out the podcast on a minor note as opposed to a major note, but the holiday, for example, Dia de los Muertos, like it occurred to me finally that that's a holiday that celebrates a particular demon that's named Santa Muerta, that people can do business with spiritually, and that's a day that exalts that particular being, that fallen angel, you know. It's wrapped up in the guise of ancestor. They stray away from using the word worship, Latinos, but it really is, the ancient roots of it is ancestor worship, just like it is in Japan. Like almost the entire religion of Shinto is ancestor worship, but I'll get back to that. But it's a very astral thing, you know. I think the purpose of this podcast today will be to mention how we can use this opportunity that autumn, that October in particular, because there's so much darkness stirred up in this particular acceleration into less and less light being projected onto the planet, at least in our hemisphere. See, it's always going on, even in those hemispheres. It's still, the light's always projecting. But how we can turn everything into an opportunity. That's what the entire yogic science system is about, is using every single day and object and an interaction as an opportunity. So our opportunity is this. Instead of the ancestor worship and astral fuckery that is Dia de los Muertos, and other cultures have their ancestral days of the, what they call it, like they refer to the days of their ancestors or the dead. It's like, first off, if they're in the heavens, why are you dragging them across the plane? They'll be like, oh, the veil is thinned. And now my auntie, dude, if your auntie is in paradise, she doesn't want to fuck all to do with you. She has multidimensional business to attend to. She's not your auntie anymore. Excuse me. She's an all-powerful soul with a ancient lineage of experience of incarnating as thousands of beings across multiple planets, including this one. And your tia is taking time out of her celestial either vacation or nonstop God work to be like, oh, thanks for these cookies, thanks for these offerings, which is so pagan, dude. It's so ridiculous to gain favor or to, it's one thing to just like say, hey, how you doing, and utilize the opportunity to dissolve what is, could otherwise be called ancestral or family lineage karma, or that headache or that diabetes is passed down through the generations. Now, 10 generations, all the ladies in this line are still nervous because they pass it on the spell, the assumption of worry, right? Or abuse goes right through that line over there. on dad and great grandpa's side, and there's eight, and it just passes it down one after the other. And this time, as everything's kind of the decay of what no longer serves us, and the immersion of our own subconscious karma, our own personal karma, our karma related to our neighborhoods, our the cause and effect in group bodies that we've participated in spiritually in other lives, and especially though in our family tree. It's a good time to do that pruning. And as Neville Goddard says, using the pruning shears of revision, you're tending the garden. In this case, in this particular saga of the wheel of rebirth and cycles, we're in autumn, family, right? Everything's starting to cluster together. And family shit comes up, if not health issues. A lot of people die in autumn. So it's a time to do releasing. Releasing the ego, releasing your identification with reactions or with the goings-ons of the collective consciousness. Being one with your soul is being in the present moment, and in autumn, we're starting to go a lot more within. We're starting to not pay attention so much to creation, but the way that we feel and trying to fine tune that. Summertime, it's very outgoing. But then we're starting to refine. We're starting to go within again to refine our beingness, our identifications, our tribal affiliations, what we hold as true and untrue. All of those things get brought up. And really uncomfortably so in many instances during these times. So first off, ask yourself to please let it come forth gracefully, because we can also be specific about how it's presented to us. So try that it's joyfully and pleasurably and peacefully dissolved, but that these issues will just come up. It's like a big Mercury retrograde, right? A low grade, you know, like fall and going into winter is like a low grade Mercury retrograde, where it's just like a lot of either your bullshit or your family's bullshit or something from the past is knocking on your door asking for revision. And if it's in harmony, for resolution. And you have the power to do that. You have the power to do it. It'll be brought right stinking, like stinking cheese right under your fucking nose. And you're going to be like, oh my God, why am I even experiencing this? I thought I resolved this like 6 years ago. What the hell? It's asking, it's begging for that resolve, like, dong, like that it just needs to, so that it can finally be like, oh, finally, I can stop carrying that tune in my head. It's like a pregnant melody, and that, and you're just like, just give birth already. Like Nard Dog, you can't stand it. Just resolve it. Just finish the tones. And all of our unfinished work, our unfinished tones, our unexplored passions, our incomplete projects, they come knocking. You don't have to look for them. They come to you in autumn. But every one of them is an opportunity either for growth, expansion, relief, right? Sweet relief. That's what we're here to experience as human beings in this dimension. Love, it could be all summed up, at least for this level of the video game, that love is the salve or the cheat code for experiencing all the reliefs. We're here to experience the ecstasy of letting go in the physical aspect, the emotional aspect, and our minds finally becoming still and at peace. And when those three are coordinated and conquered, you're able to access with more regularity. And you have to maintain that too. Like, you still have to go in the world, and the world will still like try to knock those blocks down. We'll try to Jenga tower your peace. And that's okay. That's its job to do that, to, because it's strengthening your will. Those challenges strengthen your will, and it increases your adepthood at protecting progress that's been made, or protecting a newness, a freshness of like positivity, where your ego will become more and more and more plastic and malleable, and you'll realize, I'm none of these things. When your spirit, and you know it, you know, clap your hands, first off, right? If your spirit and you know it, clap your hands. So aside from that, that identification, all of your other past identifications, whether it's, I won't bore you with the list, you know, you've existed the last 10 years. All of those lesser things drop away. And you can be or not, you realize none of those things are you. That's why everybody's identity, part of their consciousness, like once you realize I am part of the nothing, but that means I'm part of, by being so, I'm one with everything. When I think I'm something, it takes me, it separates me from everything. So that no-thingness is what all of the rishis are chasing after, right? When you realize that, and when your spirit, you're not really a thing. You're just life. And by the way, being life is fun. And it's supposed to be fun. I know we're on Murder Planet and the entire web of the food web is everything's eating and hunting and killing each other. But when now you've evolved to the human video game part level, you can actually purposefully increase. Well, we get distracted by pursuing pleasure, but where we miss the mark is just producing pleasantness. Not catalyzed from the outside, but from inside, where you can just be like, I'm going to feel amazing now. And you can channel the sensations of amazing feeling, bliss, ecstasy through your nerves, through your cells at will. Or you could do so simply by being like, what does it feel like to know that I'm spirit right now? And then you just drop into that. Let's do that right now. What is the feeling? What would it feel like? What are the feelings that come with knowing that everything that I am, including this physical body and this mind and all substance in reality, is just spirit, including me? What feelings do you experience? Do you notice vibration? Do you notice tingling? Do you simply just notice the reverberation of my voice somewhere in the distance? That spaciousness, that's infinite, is what everyone calls spirit. And it has, like, not limitless, especially limitless, but limitless spectrums of expression of energy within that space. And we're just one little thing. We're like one angle. So we don't have to, the great part about that revelation is you don't have to take yourself so seriously. The work we're here to do as human beings, as far as like shifting around the planet and other people, is very minor. Is very minor when looked at from a cosmic or even a solar level. It's just like, it's ants marching, just like Dave says. But, and that's, you know, and that feeds the ego. We're always looking for purpose, purpose, purpose. It's just like, I wonder if the bacterium in your body are chanting the same thing. What is my purpose, O great Joshua, of whom I am in the digestive tract in? And I'll be like, just to exist for a blink, to do a few metabolic processes and whoosh, disappear. But in this metaphor, I didn't create this bacterium personally, but in the creator created relationship, I don't know if like, you, once you realize I am is the purpose, once you realize everything is only that one thing, spirit, God, I am, Yahweh, whatever you want to call it, the everything and its source, then what? Then what? What else there to do but stew in that? Because also, the longer you stare at that or intend to send love and thought and attention to that, to those two things, either spirit or its source, you become the third aspect, the son or daughter. And it can, and that triangle can become a scalar wave, as Dr. Bartlett would say. It can rebound and reverberate and increase in amplitude. Like a particle collider. It just increases exponentially in some cases. But yeah, those are the spaces you wanna be able to learn to drop into, because when you alter your consciousness, when you ponder these things, and I highly recommend a book called Ponder on This by Alice Bailey. When you ponder on either God or archetypes representing God, it could be Buddha, it could be Jesus, it could be Krishna. Each one of them is a portal. And people that are exclusive in each of those paths and religions don't know that the other ones also work. No. Only Buddha can get you there. No. Krishna. No. Only Jesus. But they don't realize, because it's all one, they all have to either work or not work, right? Someone's got to be right. But you could tell all three of them are right because there have been attained beings in all of those paths. Buddha initiated other Buddhas that experienced nirvana. Jesus' saints were able to utilize the Holy Spirit to do impossible miracles as he himself decreed would be done. Krishna and his science of yoga and people that worship Krishna have attained the highest levels of mukti and mahasamadhi. Those are, by the way, levels of consciousness akin to like nirvana or the kingdom of heaven. And been able to demonstrate. So in all of those paths, people have been able to utilize the powers of spirit to affect change, to affect physical change, do miracles in all three paths, even though all three paths wouldn't admit it. And that's fine. That's fine. Those brothers can argue at the dinner table at Thanksgiving all they want. Doesn't matter. I can step back and see that. But any one of them, it's like you got to push that button. You got to put your attention on Krishna to attain oneness with Vishnu. You have to focus on Jesus to attain his connection to the Divine Father. You can access the I Am through him, which personally I think he was meant like I Am is the light, the path, and the way. It's, you know, that through the Son, meaning the soul, that's how you access the Father. Well, when he said through me, right? He could have meant very easily, like through the Son aspect. And a Buddha is the Son. Krishna is the Son. Your soul, that piece of individuated God, is that son or daughter. So you focus on it. It's beating your heart. Put your hand on your heart. There it is. Talk to it. People think they have a soul. No. You don't have a soul, dude. Your soul has you. You are the paintbrush. Not the one holding it. You're the one trying to choose colors. No, let the artist choose the colors. Let the artist do the brushstroke through you. You're not the artist, you're the brush. Your thoughts and your emotions are the colors. And we're usually thinking and emoting some aspect of negativity throughout the day. Nobody's perfect, all right? But that's what we're trying to refine, our connection to our inner artist. That life itself, you know, if all the world's a stage and we're, you know, actors, well, you can, another way of saying that is life itself is art. This is tantalizing because I love art in all of its pretty much mediums. So to think that podcasting has an art, You know, there's an art to podcasting. I think that you could only achieve after, you know, 500 shows, 500 brushstrokes, 300 guests, getting your levels down. You know, there's an art to it that goes beyond the science of trying to make your voice attractive to people or trying to entertain them. But if you also think, because art is one of the aspects of divinity, if you're like, my life is art, and you just proceed from there, you'll walk different. You will garden different. You will communicate differently. You will, your posture, everything will alter in accordance with that. So that's another way to access, if you're looking for a fun and really kind of cozy and joyful way of interacting with the canvas that is spirit. It's our mind and our emotions brushstroking people toward us, bringing them into cohesion or into harmony with our canvas. Being able to, amplify well-being through beauty and kind of radiating that to the people around you. People will feel it. People will absolutely feel it. They'll feel you. Because beauty is one of the aspects of God. Say to yourself right now, I am beautiful. And you just put pennies in that jar. If you really meant it, you put dollars in that jar. If you say that all day to yourself, you know, it's not narcissistic. Say, make me, you know, I am, you know, presence. Please make me, God, make me beautiful and youthful. Make me lovely to look upon. Let my voice reflect your beauty and your perfection. Let spirit speak through me effortlessly and joyfully. And then you step back and you go out into the canvas of creation and interact with it. How light do you feel? It's delightful. It's delightful we're given this refining furnace called society. Get, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds of subconscious tests a day with exchanging information through the eyes. You know, not realizing how much we're scanning or being scanned, or forgetting that the entire point of life is to amplify the positive vibrations in your consciousness. That said, gurus take, that's all you have to do is basically just feel as good as possible without the, you know, the assistance of drugs. But where you yourself are becoming as cheerful, jolly, happy as possible, then when you go out into reality, all the small stuff doesn't matter. You just kind of won life. Being happy is winning life. When say like the pursuit of happiness, they mean heaven within your heart. When you're truly loving, you don't care. You don't care about other people's negative behavior. It has nothing to do with you. If anything, you just become a compassionate. Oh my God. Well, that poor being is suffering and they're unhappy. Well, that's because they don't control their emotions and thoughts. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. My goodness. You'll know. Love knows. And it accepts simultaneously. Yeah. It's a time to get on your sweatshirts. And snuggle up with yourself if you can't find someone to do it, you know. Get in your inner plane. Read books. It's the best time to read. Physical, not Kindle. Physical, page-filled, you know, paper-filled books. And use your imagination. Go somewhere mentally. Read a fantasy book. Read a Western. Try on other archetypes. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Like, you got to go within. Sadhguru says, to get out. To get out of the rat race. To get out of this they would refer to it as like a thought prison. That's, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda referred to it as a battlefield. There's so many layers and levels to it. Our personal families, our nation and societies, our workplaces just get tested constantly, everywhere. And all we have to do, if you want the cheat code, is just to love it all. Love them all. Even when you're offended, even if they're trying to offend you and you're really beyond offense, you just go, oh, and you just love them. Because really, that's just spirit testing you. It's spirit in the form of some douche or unpleasant person or thing that isn't working quite right. Being like, spirit being like, hey, would you please revise me? We rarely would think the solution is reimagining it. But that's the workshop that spirit lives in and cooks in. That's the kitchen. If it's presented to you in a negative way, you reimagine that shit another way or with something. What would be the perfect version of this? What would it feel like if this were already resolved? And then you just step back and you let God cook. And he goes, here you go. This is what I do. And you go, oh, that's fucking brilliant. Like, I know. I'm the artist, you putz. I'm the one holding you. I'm holding you. Now, would you please, please put your feathery little bristles in that gouache, painting. Right? I love that word, gouache. It's like the most ridiculous French sounding word ever. Gouache, gouache. And would you please get into green instead of the fucking red to finish up that really long rambling thought? Please do, as I'm trying to dip this and create a masterpiece, and you're finger painting and just smacking that shit all over the canvas. There's no cohesion. There's no harmony. And modern art, I guess, is okay when you're microdosing, but dude, it scrambles. As far as archetypal, it disintegrates all integrity. Perfect cohesion, harmony and color, harmony and geometry. Even you're like, art has to make me feel a way. Make sure that way is only pleasant, because how you feel is what you'll manifest. So think of Buddha. Meditate on it, that all of those archetypes that have in common that you see their pictures, they're peaceful. I am peaceful. My life is filled with peace. Divine peace is with me. Peace used to be like another name for God, Prince of Peace. It's just a quality, but it's also the name of an aspect of him, her, it. You know, rest in peace. Rest in basically the creator. But that particular quality seems to be lacking a bit in our world and society, especially America. So peace to you all. Peace, love, and harmony to everyone. Especially in these times as we're headed toward the 31st and a lot of, you know, possible worldwide chaos. And prayers of peace that people are freed from evil and darkness, that the ancestors that we have are freed from their karma, just to bring it all back home, you know? Please, spirit, dissolve the karma of my ancestors. Cleanse, purify, protect, love, and help grow my family tree. Let its perfection only bloom, or something of that effect. Amen. Amen, Ra. That's all that has to be done. Is focus on, if you want ancestor, you know, don't do worship. Leave those people at peace. They're alone. Anytime you drag up your ancestors, you yank them out of the fifth dimension or fourth dimension if they're less fortunate. And on their end, you don't realize they're going, what? Oh, well, I was pouring this water over your headstone. Da, da, da. I'm not even in there, dude. Okay. I'm not even in that dead ass body that got buried down there. Let me go. Like, no, no. We're going to drag you up on a cycle. Like, you could never let those spirits rest. So, yeah, it's in the wrong direction. Good intentions, but as usual with the human race, the wrong thing. Oh, no. So let's pray for those who do participate in that stuff. And let's visualize them seeing the error of that and letting the examples of the past be praised and left alone. Maybe a little bit of praise and activations and invocations for freedom for them on whatever level of consciousness they're on. But past that, we don't need to drag them out of their nirvana to deal with our crap. We'll be with them one day soon. We'll be with them one day. We'll all be together. So don't forget to, not only leave the dead alone, leave people alone. They're all on their own trip. We're all playing this video game from slightly different egoic perspectives. And, you know, you can just tell if someone's winning or not because they'll be smiling. Be one of those people. Be cheerful. Be of good cheer, okay? Because it gets damp sometimes in the decay of the fall and winter. And you got to wear those little Alaska, glasses that shine light right into your eyes during those darkest months. You have to rev that engine, as I told a client earlier. You have to rev that engine. Be very active in your positivity, if you can, please. I really like that. Also, I'd like to mention that I have price increases on my website, and I am now $120 an hour, worth every penny. If you're in pain, send your loved ones to me, and I'll fix them up for you, okay? That's at www.remeenergyhealing.com, the best healers in California, if not America itself, if not the world. I love you all. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And I'll catch you hopefully next week. Peace and aloha. Mwah.